The State School Board of Education is expected this afternoon to vote on a plan to study the right kind of end-of-year testing for 9th and 10th graders. They had thought to use a pre-ACT test called Aspire, but they ran into some problems. Deputy State Superintendent Patty Norman says they want to be purposeful in this.
To do the right thing so that we're not always changing the mark. We want the mark to be something that can be set and teachers can look at and say, here's where I need to go, and this is what we need to be able to do.
Now, ACT says the Aspire test is really a measurement of college and career readiness. Utah educators do want something that can measure students' progress, be in multiple languages, and have accommodations for special education students.
Our teachers in Utah, they want to get better. And they want to be able to say, what can I do personally and what data can I look at? And so, you know, really they're saying, if not SAGE, if not ACT Aspire, if not that, then what? Because we want something.
So again, in the meantime, the State School Board voting this afternoon on a plan to continue using SAGE testing for the end-of-year testing in 9th and 10th grades, again for one more year, while they study whether another test could work, if it's this Aspire or if they need to put out some bids to get other testing to come in. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.